China is seeing protests break out in big cities, Wuhan, Beijing, Shanghai. It's something we have not seen in years.
共产党下台，共产党下台，习近平下台，习近平下台。
In Shanghai, Saturday, protesters chanted Xi Jinping step down. Needless to say, they are taking great personal risk, but they're furious at the government's strict zero COVID rules, among other issues. Let's talk about them now with John Ruich, NPR China Affairs correspondent. John, hi again.
Hey, Scott.
So much of this began late last week with a deadly fire in Xinjiang, that's in far west China, a place that's home to ethnic Uyghur Muslims. What happened?
Well, a power strip apparently sparked a fire in a high-rise building in Urumqi, which is the capital of that region. The area has been under COVID restrictions since the summer. So the assumption that's been going around is that the building was under some form of lockdown for COVID reasons. People inside were unable to get out. The fire brigade took 3 hours to bring the flames under control. And 10 people died, and several others were hospitalized. So for people in China, for those who've lived with lockdowns or quarantines, this is like the nightmare, right? It's the great fear, being stuck in your home or in a hotel room, unable to exit in a fire or some natural disaster. And it struck a chord. You know, people in the city of Urumqi went out and protested on Friday night. On Saturday, those protests spread. In Shanghai, there was a vigil that turned into a protest. That clip you played was from that. Elsewhere as well, there's reports of protests today, for instance, happening in the city of Hangzhou to the west of Shanghai, in Beijing, etc.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the word in social media is many doors are sealed from the outside. So perhaps those people tragically couldn't get out. You are in and out of China. It is a country on the move. I mean, how is that consistent with these COVID restrictions, lockdowns, mandatory testing? How can food and goods get delivered? Is that what people are really upset about?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you've lived there, right? Life goes on. The people of China find a way. But the COVID restrictions have definitely made things more difficult. I mean, the government, for instance, was aiming for around 5.5% economic growth this year. They're going to probably end up a lot closer to 3%, and lockdowns are part of that. You know, they've been damaging to business. I was in Shanghai a week or so ago, and it just feels less lively. I mean, you lived there for a few years. You would certainly recognize it, but it's definitely more subdued. There are streets where you can see small businesses have been closed or where they're struggling. And the testing sort of regime and restrictions from COVID more broadly have just made travel more tough. So going from province to province is a chore. And when you go from one place to the other, you risk being a close contact, being identified as a close contact, and being locked down in wherever you happen to be, that new province or city. So that's all feeding this frustration that's boiling over now.
Yeah. Now, there is this potential misnomer that China never has protests. They happen. Often they're contained, often they're very local, and some even suggest the central government kind of allows them so people can let off steam and in disconnected ways. But is this different? Are these protests aligned?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Protests are pretty common. There are thousands every year, as I'm sure you reported. Labor, land, and real estate disputes are a big one, economic disagreements. But as you say, those are local and contained. What we're seeing now is not local or contained. And while the COVID controls are sort of the main irritant, there's lots of, unhappiness over other issues. And the COVID issues have sort of been the spark. Protesters have been calling for freedom of speech, freedom of the press, calling for votes in some cases, elections. I talked to Mary Gallagher about this. She's a professor at the University of Michigan. She says she thinks this has to do with the kind of new direction that Xi Jinping has been taking the country in, which has been exacerbated, by the fact that he basically got a green light from the party last month to continue to rule indefinitely.
Zero COVID is parallel with his expansion of power and then his removal of term limits plus now the third term. That scares the elite the most because it's become really uncertain what will happen to China in the future.
Yeah, so some say like the last time we saw big multi-city protests like this directed at the central authorities as opposed to localized was in 1989 when there were those giant student-led protests centered on Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, cross-country at college campuses across China. Then that ended in the bloody crackdown. Very quickly, I mean, I want to be careful with comparisons, but are there any potential parallels here?
I would argue that the differences probably outweigh the parallels. But again, you know, in 33 years, it's been almost unheard of to see, you know, people in cities and universities across a dozen or dozens of cities in the country, you know, rallying around a single set of issues. And the government under Xi Jinping has made it all the more difficult to organize. You know, they've cracked down on so-called rights defenders, lawyers, civil society. The avenues for discussion about these things have just been closed off in the past decade under Xi. So it's an amazing thing to see. And the main parallel, I think, is that, you know, it's rare to see folks organizing sort of around the country on the same set of issues.
John Ruwitch is NPR China Affairs correspondent. John, thank you again.
Thanks, Scott.